What works for three locations usually falls apart by the time you have 20 or 50 or 100. Without systems, growth, all it does is magnifies the inconsistencies. It's not enough to teach staff just how to upsell or follow a script. You need to teach them why this brand you've built, why this thing that you've invested so much of your time and money into exists in the first place. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Ever walked into one location of a business and had a totally different experience at another location of that same business and thought, wait, is this even the same brand? Is this even the same company? If you're running a multi-location business, you know that feeling all too well. And here's the thing. Brand consistency isn't just about having a logo on the wall or a pretty Instagram grid. It's about making sure that every customer, no matter which location they visit, gets the same promise, the same service, the same experience. Because when consistency breaks, trust breaks. And when trust breaks, loyalty and revenue follow. And today, we're going to break down the common pitfalls multi-location businesses face, and I'm going to share proven strategies to maintain a consistent, cohesive brand that actually scales as you grow. So now let's explore some common challenges maintaining brand consistency across multiple locations. It's not as simple as handing out a style guide and hoping for the best. Here are the pitfalls I see over and over. Let's start with some mixed messaging. One location uses a logo, another tweaks it a little, a different layout, font, or tagline. Honestly, I've seen it all. And the result? Customers just simply get confused about what your business actually stands for, what it looks like. And another one, here we go, it's inconsistent customer experience. One store is welcoming, attentive, efficient. Another store leaves customers waiting, confused, or even sadly disappointed. So guess which one people talk about more. And here's the one I see all too often. Rogue social media. You know, you're all under the one brand, but every location decides to do their own thing online. One posts some memes, another posts some corporate style updates, another hasn't posted in 6 months. It's like letting each child paint the family portrait. It's messy. Next is a lack of training. If staff can't articulate your values, your story, or if they don't even know what your brand stands for, how can your customers possibly understand? Finally, scaling pains, right? What works for three locations usually falls apart by the time you have 20 or 50 or 100. Without systems, growth, all it does is magnifies the inconsistencies. So here's the truth. Customers absolutely notice these things. They notice the inconsistencies. You think no one will notice that because they may not articulate it out loud, but it chips away at their trust, their loyalty, and their decision-making to go and look somewhere else. So consistency isn't about being boring. It's about building some reliability. And reliability is what customers are actually buying into. So how do we fix this? Here I've got for you a little blueprint that actually works to help maintain brand consistency. So let's start off. We need to create a clear brand playbook. Think of this as your brand Bible. It's got all your logos, your fonts, your color palettes, your tone of voice, your messaging, approved imagery, style, photography style, social templates. And you, come on guys, make it idiot proof. If a team member in a location can't figure it out in 60 seconds, then it's not clear enough. The next thing I want you to do is centralize your marketing assets. Give your location a shared library of campaign graphics, scripts, ad templates. That way everyone knows exactly where to pull approved content from and there's no rogue creativity that waters down the brand. Campaigns can run faster because no one's reinventing the wheel all the time and searching for approval. And here's the pro tip. A well-organized Google Drive beats 20 versions of the same logo floating around. Get rid of them, okay? Next, I want you to focus on localized flexibility, because consistency doesn't mean rigidity. Allow locations to adapt their messaging, their offers for their local community, but it all has to keep under the same core brand promise. But let them add a little flavor. Think of it like jazz. Everyone's playing the same song, but each location can riff a little to connect better with their local audience. All right, next I want you to invest in some regular training and culture alignment. This one's huge, okay? We run team training, culture, values, vision, workshops for people. It's not enough to teach staff just how to upsell or follow a script. You need to teach them why this brand you've built, why this thing that you've invested so much of your time and money into exists in the first place. They probably weren't there when you had the idea. And if they've got employees that have been with you for a long time, they might know, but the new ones don't. So host workshops to reinforce your story, your values, your customer promise. Repeat these key messages over and over again, because don't assume they're going to stick the first time someone hears them. And train every new hire like they're about to becoming a walking ambassador of the brand, because here's the truth, they 100% are. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Next, we're going to talk about techs and tools, right? You got to use some systems and keep things consistent. Scheduling tools, ensure all your locations publish their content the same way. Like approval workflows prevent off-brand campaigns from sneaking through, and feedback platforms help you measure service consistency in real time. Technology isn't a replacement for culture, but it is the safety net that makes culture scalable. What can you do? Mystery shopping, brand audits. Want the real truth about your brand consistency? Send in some mystery shoppers. They'll experience your brand like a customer would. You'll uncover gaps before they turn into online chatter and bad reviews. You can use those insights to retain, improve, and reward teams. And this is awesome. Why? Because it creates accountability and ensures every location knows that consistency matters. All right, I want you to develop a customer feedback loop. Your customers, they're your best auditors, all right? Make sure you're checking out your Google reviews on Google, Facebook, any other industry platforms that you've opened up, and look for some patterns. Is one location consistently praised or consistently criticized? And then deep dive on that. Celebrate and reward the high performers. Use them as benchmarks or for other locations. And the best part, when customers feel heard, it deepens their loyalty. Next thing I want you to do, HQ. You got to lead by example. You got to walk the walk. You can't just issue a whole heap of guidelines and say, righto, off you go, model them. If your leadership is inconsistent, why would any location take you seriously? Because consistency is contagious, but so is inconsistency. And here's why this matters so much. Customers trust, right? Our customers trust. They need to know what's going on. They need to know what they're going to get every time. Employee alignment. See, when your staff understand the brand, they perform better and feel more confident. Your marketing efficiency. Consistency multiplies results while inconsistency wastes ad dollars. Revenue growth. Brands that are consistent scale faster because customers return, refer, and trust with bigger purchases. Think of consistency as compound interest. Small, steady efforts add up to a long-term gain. Imagine this, a customer visits two different locations, one of the same brand. At one, they're treated warmly, glided seamlessly, and leave feeling like VIPs. Woo! Pop the confetti. And at the other, they're ignored, confused, disappointed. Which experience do they remember? Which location do they return to? And how are they describing their experience about your brand, about that brand, to their friends? Your brand isn't just a logo, it's the feeling customers take away. If that feeling varies from location to location, your business is going to suffer. Now, here are your key takeaways. Brand consistently isn't optional. It's essential. Create a clear brand playbook. provide centralised marketing assets and allow local flexibility while keeping the core message intact. Train, align and repeat. Use tech to reinforce your consistency and audit constantly through mystery shoppers and customer reviews. You've got to model this consistency at that leadership level and maintain brand consistency across multiple locations. Because guess what? It's not easy. But it is the difference between businesses that grow sustainably and those that crumble as they scale. Now listen, if you want help creating these brand playbooks, centralized system, training every location so it lives and breathes your brands, you got to take some action. And that action is connecting with me and the Marketing Factory. Go ahead, book that strategy call online and make every customer experience consistent and your growth will follow naturally. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.